let's talk to Douglas Craigie Stevenson. He is the SLC chief executive, saying it's starting to see positive results from its most recent turnaround strategy. Profits still lower than last year, but just as you're getting a grip, Doug, on the financials, just as you're getting a grip of a turnaround, you've made some cutbacks, you've rationalized, you've cutting costs, you could very well see those efforts being scuppered, depending on just how serious the economy is affected by this bout of coronavirus.
Evening, Bruce. Thank you. Well, we, I think, as an industry, have generally had a lot of bad news. If you go and have a look at the stock exchange today and the counters that have fallen, and Chelsea's been very much part of that as well. But I think the turnaround strategy that we're embarking on is certainly one that's robust, and from where we've come into where we're going, we've been good at showing where we can move to. I think out of the results that we presented today, the big issue is to show the difference between the first and the second half, when me and our management team embarked on the turnaround strategy. And we've shown that we've been able to increase definitive indicators with a gross margin increase of 9%, operating expenditure decreased by 18%. And doubled the EBITDA over the second half of the year. Yes, there is going to be a slowdown in economic activity, I have no doubt, but I think our industry is pretty well resilient to take advantage of some of the things that would come out of working from home, being able to get fiber in, being able to offer new products, and to actually support a new way of working that could be an outcome of this.
But markets are in turmoil. Can you secure the capital that you need? Because you do need to recapitalize your business.
Absolutely right, Bruce. And I think the big thing here to secure the capital going forward is to make sure that we've got a story. For 19 years, this business has not really performed, and it has not been managed with a performance and sort of narrative. And I think what we've shown over the last sort of 6 to 10 months of this, that we actually have got a case for a proper recap. If you have a look at our results, we posted a 704 million sort of impairment profit, which means that we can take a sustainable debt stack and that we've actually got a good story with the business model.
Yes, but you had a good story with the business model based on the improved performance in the second half of last year. There was just one small thing that didn't happen in the second half of last year, which is happening now, and that is COVID-19, a capitulation of bond markets around the world, a capitulation of capital markets around the world, a capitulation in confidence. That confidence has evaporated. How can you be certain that you, in this environment, can raise the capital you need to be sustainable?
Well, Bruce, I think the first thing is you need to accept that there'll always be setbacks, and with any kind of a setback comes opportunity that presents itself. So I'm taking the view of not stressing about it. We've kept our business model simple. We do believe there is opportunity for investment. You've just got to put the right investment case on the table.
What is that investment case?
Well, that is, for starters, that we've moved towards a model that is far lower in capex intensity, and that's been one of the things that we should have done many, many years ago, is we could never keep up with that capex race against the two incumbent networks. So that will allow us, once we translate the better revenue streams into investing in things that can be product-centric, customer-centric, innovation-centric, and platform-built, and not sit and waste money trying to invest in something that we'll never be able to catch up on. So this whole situation brings a lot of opportunity when we've got to hunt for that opportunity.
Will you be a standalone entity at the end of this year?
I believe we will.
Doug Craigie Stevenson, he is the chief executive of SLC, operating in incredibly difficult times.